This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports anchor and reporter for WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network, son, for Heat games. Heat announced some preseason exhibition games in Puerto Rico. Are you going to Puerto Rico? Do you think, Will?
I'm not sure. I made the pitch, so now I just have to wait for my boss to say whether we're doing it or not. But trust me, it was the first thing I said when I found out they were going.
Yeah. Who'd you pitch it to? Local 10 or to FanDuel?
Local 10, because I figured if I could get it through Local 10, I could do a combo deal. So it's perfect. It's like, you know, a little twofer.
Double dip. Yeah, a little
exactly.
Double dip.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. Let's talk Dolphins. So they had, and we know today, Chop Robinson was carted off. Mm-hmm. He says he's fine on Instagram, so that's good news. Crowder is there in Detroit. He witnessed the joint practice today. He said Dolphins definitely got outplayed, put it mildly. Do you glean a lot from preseason and joint practices, or could the team be completely there seems to be a little panic in the air today from Dolphins fans, and I don't think it's warranted this early and with this little information, but I wonder what you feel like you can actually glean from the joint practice with Chicago, preseason game one, now one joint practice with Detroit.
You know, it's one of those things where I have to get in the middle of it, because if I look at it this way, I don't make a lot of it. I'm not saying that it's pointless, but I don't make a lot of it, because look at the flip side. If Tyreek had practiced and Waddle was full strength, you know, they're all going and the Dolphins are moving the ball around in the red zone and they're looking great against the Lions, who I think we can all agree are a Super Bowl contender. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my God, I think the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender based off that. So the flip side of that is, based off them not having a good performance today from all accounts, including Channing, I don't think it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to panic and say, oh my God, they're going to win three games. But we know the way things are now with social media and with everybody. I mean, it's easy to panic. But I don't feel any differently than I did before. I think this is a team that has a lot of issues. It has a lot of concerns going into the season, that looks like a team that could win maybe 8-9 games, maybe not more. And certainly if things break the wrong way, be much worse than that. But today isn't going to change my mind on that.
And well, something that Hawken, we were talking about earlier, with like getting tough, is that changing your identity? Because Hawk had a good point. Like, we watched them score, you know, be one of the top offenses in the league by doing the cutesy stuff and the resets and all the motions and jet sweeps. But they want to get tough. I don't know if that's an identity change or just a personnel issue.
Yeah, it's almost like what we talked about a couple of weeks ago about culture, right? Like, you could say culture, you could say toughness, you could say physicality, but you got to go on the field and do it. And if the Dolphins go out and win games, I don't think, you know, the Dolphins get up to a 5-1 start and they're scoring 28 points a game and they look like the Mike McDaniel offense we saw early when he got here. No one is going to be saying, oh, they got tougher. You know, it's just going to be they got better. I mean, they're playing well. So I don't think the Dolphins' identity has to be physicality or toughness. But I think in a sport that's brutal, yeah, you got to be a little tough, right? I mean, you can't be a football team and not have some toughness to you. Like, they're even the finesse, the quote-unquote finesse teams that do things with motion and movement and speed and all that stuff, have some toughness to them. So I don't think it's a flip you could just switch. I don't think it's a person you can just bring in or an attitude. I think it's just a cumulative thing of guys just going out and executing, and that'll lead to production, which then all of a sudden makes, oh, they're a tougher, mentally tough, better culture team.
Hey, Will, what are your expectations for this team 2 weeks now into training camp? Because, you know, maybe I did get a little carried away from the reports today that the Dolphins were severely outplayed in all facets of joint practice today with Detroit. But it's the second straight joint practice that I see that the Dolphins just aren't up to snuff with the team they're going up against. And my expectations, truthfully, weren't very high coming in to this season anyway. So I just wonder, like, what are, in your mind, realistic expectations for this team?
You know, I'm going to sound like most Dolphins fans, right, you know, for the last two decades plus that have watched this team or in media covered this team, my expectations for this team are always the same. 8-9 wins, you know, maybe a little better, maybe a little worse. I mean, that's the hole they've been stuck in. And when you look at what they've done this offseason, the changes they've made, I've said, you know, we say it all the time. Tua's healthy, they're a competitive team. Tua gets hurt, they're done. You know, and that's I think that's a pretty fair statement, right? I don't think they're terrible. If Tua's starting and healthy and he's got Tyreek and Waddle and weapons, I don't think they're a terrible football team. The problem is I just don't think they're a very good football team either. And when I say good, I mean to the level of the teams that can compete with the Lions and be a legitimate contender and you know, on the flip side in the AFC with the teams we've talked about that have talent. So my expectations are the same. I mean, this is a team that I think can be in that 8-10 win pocket that's certainly a playoff contender if things fall right. And if Tua misses games like he has in the past, gets hurt, things happen, it could go downhill. I think the bigger question, guys, is if that happens or if this team is just mediocre middle of the pack again, what does it mean for Mike McDaniel? What does it mean for his future? He just got an extension last year at this time. Remember that right before the season last year, they made a commitment to him again. I don't know if he survives this. I think it's a legitimate question whether you have to pivot from McDaniel if things don't go the way they want it to go. There are a lot of things in play, but my opinion of them remains the same. This is 8-9-10 win team if everything goes their way.
Well, what's the parameter of it going their way enough to retain him? A playoff appearance?
Yeah.
A playoff win?
Yes, I think
win?
You got to make the playoffs. Yes. A playoff win, we talk about this all the time, 25 years, right? I mean, to sit here and say that the only way Mike McDaniel comes back next year is if they win a playoff game. For a team that hasn't won a playoff game in a quarter of a century, that's a really tough ask. I think they have to make the playoffs. I think they have to be a team that makes the playoffs, has a chance, is competitive in the playoffs. Obviously, you want to win a game. I don't think the fine line can be, though, win a playoff game or you're done. I mean, they have to look like a team. And also the circumstances around making the playoffs, do you have two available? Do you have them healthy? Those are things that I think are going to fall into place. But, yeah, I think making the playoffs is a fair thing to ask a coach now, you know, a few years into his regime with a quarterback that I think we can all agree on is a very good quarterback that you could win games with.
But what if, because we know McDaniel runs the offense, what if the offense is rolling? Like you said, 28, 30 points a game, but they're still losing 35-30.
Yeah.
Can you put that on McDaniel? You know what I'm saying? Where if his offense gets going, but now you're going to get rid of him because the defense can't play or, you know, something like that. Is there a way that they don't make the playoffs, but the offense is so good that they can keep him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Around. I think the only way that that would happen is if there's some sort of a collapse. Like, you know, if the offense is good, I just don't see a situation where if Tua stays healthy for majority of the season, hopefully 17 games, but even, you know, 16 games, misses a game or two at most, and they play the way they can play offense and the way you're referencing, I think at least this is a 10-win team, 9-10-win team. If the defense, look, Anthony Weaver, I have a lot of faith in him. I like this guy. I think he's got the right system. You know, we got the scare today with Chop, and hopefully he's okay, like you referenced, that he's going to be okay based on his Instagram. I love their front. We all know their secondary is a question mark. We all are wondering what that's going to be like. But if their defense falls apart and that's the issue, I still think it falls to the head coach, because the head coach is part of, you know, getting the people you bring in, bringing Anthony Weaver, bringing in the guy that hopefully could turn the defense. In the end, it stops with him. And you can't make excuses for coaches. You know, you have to say, hey, you got to win. You got to produce. You got to be competitive. And this is a big year for him to show that.
I'm going to tell you, Will, Amon-Ra St. Brown looked like Jerry Rice today.
Yeah, but he is a dog. Yeah. That guy's incredible.
Well, he must have scored 9 touchdowns at practice today. No exaggeration. He was killing them.
I mean, look, I this is one of those things too, right? Remember last year, the conversation, the offensive line and Chris Greer, the whole, you know, everybody made a big deal. Like, you guys are more concerned than we are. I mean, I get the sense they're feeling that way. I get the secondary, and I hate the thought that this time next year we're going to be having a conversation where, like, well, we told you so. Like, you know, we may not be the smartest in the media, and fans may not know every inside detail, but I think you don't have to be a fan or in the media to know that this secondary is a huge, huge question mark, and that I've got to think opposing wide receivers like St. Brown and others are going to be salivating at the thought of going up against the Dolphins.
I'm getting spy reports from Clay Ferrero there at Local 10 while you're doing this interview, that as you were conversing with us about the Dolphins, Dookie Lang just thought you were speaking to him. And so after you would say something about the Dolphins, Dookie Lang would respond into the air thinking he was having a conversation with you. True or false?
I mean, that happens at least 10 times a day. I mean, I'll be talking about, honey, don't worry, I'll be home soon. What's that? Yeah, I'm not talking to you, honey. It's a different honey. I'm not, you know, I don't know. You know, yeah. That's David, Clay, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, Clay says that he, first question, he just, Dookie launched into his own answer to responding to what you said, but no one was paying
attention. Welcome to Loco 10. Welcome to Loco 10. Take the L off. It's just Loco 10.
How's everything going there with all the new sports content you guys are putting out?
It's a lot. You know, it's been fun. It kind of rejuvenates you when you have more content, you have more time, and, you know, you don't have to worry about cutting time, but it's a lot. I mean, we're thankful that there's sports going on now. Like, the dead of summer, like, you know, 2 months ago, this is going to be tough. But, I mean, now we did the Saturday night show, the Sunday night show, we got colleges going, we got Casey out there reporting, me and Clay. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. So far, so good.
If you're looking for a human interest story, Matt Mervis has been signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks organization.
Listen, I'm never following any of your stories after you show. I didn't sleep last night thinking of those leather pants David Lee Roth had on, that video you sent me last night.
Oh, my God. Was that not crazy?
I mean, Jenny, did you see the video? Did you see the up-close video of a 70-year-old man in tight leather pants with his everything showing in these leather pants?
Oh, no, and I got a bad stomach. Hawk knows I got a bad stomach, Will.
He sent me the video, and first thing I see, I mean, it was a tight shot of him. I'm like, why is a 70-year-old man, why is there any man wearing pants that tight and leathery? But, I mean, still, 70-year-old man,
you know who, worst you know thing who I've ever put seen. It on, I'm showing it to Crowder and Solana right now, but you know who put it on Twitter last night? It was Joe Shad.
Oh,
and
that's
Joe
right.
Shad
yeah,
was
yeah.
making – Joe Shad was making the comment, what's worse to watch? Like an aging rocker who's lost his voice and doesn't look good, or the aging athlete who doesn't realize that he just doesn't have it anymore?
No, the rocker. I think the rocker, you know, because an aging athlete's never going to be 70. You know what I mean? Like an aging athlete might be 35, 40.
That's a good point.
But you're not going to see a guy, you know, running routes at 72, you know? So,
yeah, that's a good
definitely
point.
Definitely the rocker.
Yeah, it's rough. I'll send you guys the video if you want to see it, but I don't imagine that you
just
do.
Just delete it. Just hit. No, block
right.
it.
Will Manso, go back and speak with Dookie Lang. He's got.
He's waiting for me. All right, guys.
All right, Will Manso from Local 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.